Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, finally, we got to my submission for what Hugh Douglas should be for Halloween. I'm thinking Annie.
No question.
I refuse.
Why?
Why ain't no dress? Damn sure ain't dressing up with a red wig.
With a red curly wig.
It's one day out of the year. Freckles. Come on, I mean, how often do we ask you to do that?
No. Come on, all Hugh. Right, do it for the show.
I've already prostituted myself enough on this radio station.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Now you want to get amnesia.
Well, the whole town has amnesia about the quarterback. So, I mean, yeah, we might as well. All right, 215-592-9494. That is how you hop in. Style points. So you need it on Sunday over the Giants. Eagles are a 7.5-point favorite. Now, we are monitoring the injury situation because the Eagles are likely not going to be whole on the offensive side. A.J. Brown has a practice this week. We'll see if he's out there today. Hamstring injury. I am wondering when that hamstring injury was suffered because it didn't seem like he suffered one during the game on Sunday. So we'll see. Sirianni will speak later, and we'll see what he says about A.J. Brown. But I need style points. I need the Eagles to win this game by double digits, shake off what happened against this team 2 weeks ago, and show me they're ready to turn the corner, because when we come out of the bye, it is Green Bay, Detroit, and Dallas. Like, this thing's about to get real. This is like a tune-up game before it gets real. Hugh Douglas lowering the bar over there says, win the win. We'll get back to all your phone calls, including Tri-Day, what should Hugh be for Halloween? But let's hear from Dave Dabrowski, because last time we did, Hugh, it was his end-of-season press conference. He spoke. He caused the whole stir with his Bryce Harper comments. And then, of course, Scott Boras responded. And then there's been rumors out there that, maybe the Phillies would trade Bryce Harper. We've talked about that, all that kind of stuff. So yesterday, Dave Dabrowski went on the Foul Territory podcast, and he tried to put the fire out when it comes to Bryce Harper and his future with the Phillies. Here's Dabrowski on Foul Territory.
First of all, I mean, to me, Bryce Harper is one of the best players in the game of baseball. And when I say he didn't have, they asked me, what type of year did you think he had? And I said, he had a very good year. I don't think he had an elite year. And when I say that, when I think of Bryce Harper, it's a compliment, because the reality is there are, I don't know, 8-10 players in the game of baseball every year. When they're not, let's say, in the MVP consideration, for whatever reason, sometimes it can be an injury factor, sometimes they just have a bad year, but whatever, it's not an elite year for them. So the reality is that he's a great player. He's a future Hall of Famer. This thing's got a life of its own. Now I've been reading that, the Phillies may trade Bryce Harper. That couldn't be further from the truth. We love him. I think he's a great player. He's a very important part of our team.
Can I just say something before you start?
Sure.
Dave, stand on business, man. I mean, because you had a whole lot of bravado last week when you said that. It sounded like somebody ran in your office and kind of checked you. You sound like you got checked by Boras or Bryce Harper.
But or you Middleton.
Because you threw that out there. And to be totally honest, with all due respect, you said it with more bravado when you said it. You sound a little timid right there when you were saying it. Like somebody told you, you got a lot of nerve to say it. You said what you said, And you got to know, Joe, in certain situations, when you're in a relationship, there are certain things that when they come out your mouth, you have to know that there are going to be some consequences. You said he wasn't elite. You compared him to Freddie Freeman. You said Freddie Freeman's still a good player, but he's not elite. And when you do that, let me help you out here, because when you make that comparison, yeah, Freddie Freeman is still a good player, but he's not the elite player that he was 3 years ago. So when you make that comparison to Bryce Harper, you're not making it on a one-year comparison. Not to most people that heard you make that comment. When you make that comment and you compare him to Freddie Freeman, even though Freddie Freeman's a really good player, you make it sound like Bryce Harper's falling off.
And you hope that
he could get back to what it was, but you don't think that that's the case. That's the way you frame that. You've been in this game a long time, bro. You have to know that the way you word things really matters.
Yeah, so,
semantics.
Well, yeah, right. He yesterday he tried to take a fire extinguisher to the fire he started.
Yeah.
I mean, let's just be clear about this. This was my point 2 days ago. In the 6-7 years he's been here now, no one from the Phillies has ever talked about Bryce Harper like that. So it led to speculation. I mean, it led to speculation on the future of Bryce Harper. Now, he tried to put that out yesterday, but his comments started this.
Yes.
I mean, like that.
That's where we got this from, man.
Yes, and it caused people to speculate on what. Why did he say that? I heard Broads on Saturday do a whole show on like why, like what was the why behind the comments by Dombrowski. So I will say this. I'll go the other side of this. You say stand on business. I think he had to do this. If they want to put this fire out, he had to say something because the fire was just going to get bigger and burn more. Like,
but let me,
because when the off season's here, they don't talk very often, right? Like, so there's not a day to day. There's not a game. So he didn't have to go on that podcast yesterday, right?
He
went on. I think specifically for a reason his own fire he started.
But here's the thing, Joe. Going into that end-of-season press conference, mm-hmm. you kind of go over what you might want to address, right?
Totally. And you know some questions that might be asked.
You felt like, my thing is this. In that moment, whether you were right or wrong for doing it, you felt the way you felt. That's why a lot of times, like just as an example, when I have a tweet that normally gets me in trouble, the only time I take it down is when I'm told to take it down.
Yeah.
But any other time outside of that, I'm standing on business. And if let the chips fall where they may. He knew before that press conference. He knew at some point, like you have to know, what's called spatial awareness. You have to know if you make that comment to a player of Bryce Harper's caliber, that there's going to be some backlash.
Especially with Boris as the agent.
And his agent's a bulldog. So you have to be prepared for the backlash. He didn't care in the moment. He didn't care. So now somebody that is higher up than you say, hey, man, you were wrong. But I believe that before you go out and you say something like that, you had to clear it with somebody. That's my belief.
Yeah, look, now the question is this over? Do we all just move on?
Nah.
So I think actions speak louder than words.
You know what this reminds me of? Remember the Jay Cutler situation many, many moons ago in Denver? I forgot what happened, but there were rumors of him being traded, mm-hmm. right? And he got mad. And he wanted out of Denver, and they traded him to Chicago. Like the relationship was torn at that point.
So I think that this is going to calm down for a few weeks. But is it over?
What this feels like.
If you believe there was something between Harper and the team going weird, I don't think yesterday makes it all go away.
You know what this feels like, Joe? A financial apology.
No.
I feel like that's the only recourse. No. I'm not saying it's going to happen. I'm not saying it's going to happen. I'll admit, because for whatever reason, a lot of folks are getting in their feelings about Bryce Harper in baseball. So I'm going to recklessly speculate about this to do. But when you throw out the fact that he's falling off and he feels some type of way about that, what better way to make me feel better? Give me some more money. Money makes me feel so much better in this situation.
Yeah, but they can't give him. They can't give him.
No, I'm just saying, Kyle, think about it. This whole conversation probably stemmed
from the money.
From money.
Oh, I think we all agree on that. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, so you went out and you said I've fallen off. Show me I haven't fallen off.
No.
Dave Dombrowski.
No.
No, you show me.
No.
You show me.
See, this is what I'm talking about right here.
They're spineless. They're spineless if they pay him.
I'm just giving you.
They just said they don't know if he could be elite again.
Reckless speculation, and you guys are in your feelings.
Stop trying to spend my money.
No, but what I'm telling you, sometimes Money is the only way that you can rectify these kind of relationships. Think about it.
He signed for 6 more years. Rectify what?
He has money.
Think about it.
What are you talking about?
No, we'll see you in spring training, Bryce.
No, but I'm saying, but you help this situation out. You throw money at it. No.
You want him to pay him over a comment at a press conference?
No, I don't want him to do anything. But normally, in order to make these things go away, money helps.
Mm-mm. I wouldn't give him another dime. I don't want to trade him. I also not give him another dime.
This is me recklessly speculating. But I hear it.
Stop doing that.
Yeah. Why? Because it makes you mad.
Yeah, I don't like it.
No, but you just said five minutes ago, stand on business. Now you're talking about reckless.
No, yeah,
apologizing with money.
Listen to what I'm saying. Listen to what I'm saying.
Standing on business.
Dave, the one that walked it back.
I know, because he put a fire. He started a fire, then he had to extinguish it.
Okay, but he the one that put it out there. Now he's walking it back. So if I'm Bryce, how do you make it? No, Dave, that don't work. You know what makes it better? Slide me a little bit more cash.
But that's how we got here in the first place. Bryce wants more money, and they don't want to give it to him.
I think that, you know, this is probably going to get louder.
Sorry. So my overall theory after a week of this was about the contract. They shot back in public because they don't want to pay him. So that to me last week was stop asking for more money. We don't even know if you're a lead anymore. It became a trade conversation, and I think they wanted to cut that off. That's what I think happened yesterday. I think Dave Dombrowski wanted to tell everyone in the fan base, we're not trading Bryce Harper. But do I think if there's a little bit of rockiness to the relationship, do I think that's over? No, we'll see where it goes from here. 215-592-9494. You can react to that. And, of course, the Eagles here. Do you need a style points victory on Sunday over the New York Giants? I do. Kyle's with me on this. Lower the bar, Douglas over here.
Some of us have standards.
Wants to get out with a field goal win and pretend it's all right. Anthony in Jersey's up on WIP. What's up, Anthony? I was going to put Anthony on hold. We're going to just.
He sounded like he was in a spaceship.
No, or he's maybe back in like a truck up or something. So you heard the beeping, right?
That sounded like a spaceship.
Could Anthony work for NASA?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
That'd be pretty darn cool if he did. Spaceship.
He doesn't strike me as a NASA guy.
Most people I talk to don't strike me as NASA people. There's very few NASA people. Will in the Northeast up on WIP. Hey, Will.
Dream team, how y'all doing today?
What's up, Will?
Will, what's up, pal?
All right, I'm just going to give my costume for Hugh.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Hugh, we coming out with the big guns. I think you should be Megatron, baby.
Megatron.
Megatron.
Megatron. Yes, sir.
Okay. All
right. I mean, you know, he's a big dude.
No, I get it. That's a good one.
So far we've had Hulk, we've had Megatron, Gladiator, and Annie are the four submissions so far.
Yeah, that Annie one ain't gonna...
All right, let me say this about Bryce, right, mm-hmm. real quick. I've been saying that after I saw when he didn't get that offer in the beginning of the season, how his playing declined, right? That is a problem, Hugh, and I'm glad you're starting to see it, and a lot of other people is going to start to see it, man. Because I mean, he didn't play like he wanted to win at all. Like he just was there, and Bryce, man, like listen, you got to get out of your feelings, man. You got to at least win a World Series or something, man. You had your chance to get that big payday if you'd have came through this season. Because guess what? We have that type of owner that would have gave you that money. But see, you got so selfish and inconsiderate, and you was thinking about yourself that you didn't even think about the team. So guess what? Now you got to wait. And if you don't want to wait, maybe we do need to go ahead and part from you, man. I love you as a player, man. You've been great to Philly, and I don't want them to part from you, but you got to tighten up, man. Get that out of your head and make your money. You got to earn it this time. We're not giving it. All right, that's enough about Bryce. Now, with the Eagles, let's go, Cal, baby.
Hey, you see you.
We're in the building. We're going to face the New York Tyrants. They coming to the Terror Dome, baby. The city of brotherly thugs. They not going to get the same play as the last time. You know why? Because our defense is full circle this time. We're going to put the blitz on them. We're going to have the Kobe Dean turn Stata Boo into Stata Poo. Because you know why?
Kinda like that.
This defense
like
is that. Ready. We already hyped. We're going to be blitzing this dude. He ain't going to have nowhere to run, nowhere to throw. Because guess what? It's strip search season, baby. And whoever takes the ball, they get stripped. And what I want to say about our offense, you want to see what type of run game we got? This is a perfect game. Saquon, I know you're going to do it this time, baby, because we already been waiting, and the wait is over. So here comes Saquon with 180 yards rushing. And guess what else? We're going to go deep again, baby. Play action is in effect. We're going to run it until you be able to stop it. Because you know why? We are closing our will from here on out. You know why? Because we in Philly. And guess what? The fans going to be hyped. The team going to be hyped. And guess what? We're going to fight. And we're going to knock everybody out the box from here on out. No more possum, baby. You wanted the identity. The identity is winning. And the game's going to be 48-20. And guess what? We're going to keep blowing teams out after y'all see this on Sunday. So guess what? The Eagles is back. E-A-G-L-E-S-E-L-E-S-E-L-E-S-E-L-E-S-E-L-E-S-E-L-E-S-E-L-E-S-E-L-E-S-E-L-E-S-E-L-E-S-E-L-E-S-E-L-E-S-E-L-E-S-E-L-E-S-E-L-E-S-E-L-E-S-E-L-E-S-E-L-E-S-E-L-E-S-E-L-E-S-E-L-E-S-E-L-E-S-E-L-E-S-E-L-E-S-E-L-E-S-E-L-E-S-E-L-E-S-E-L-E-S-E-L-E-S-E-L-E-S-E-L-E-S-E-L-E-S-E-L-E-S-E-L-E-S-E-L-E-S-E-L-E-S-E-L-E-S-E-L-E-S-E-L-E-S-E-L-E-S-E-L-E-S-E-L-E-S-E-L-E-S-E-L-E-S-E-L-E-S-E-L-E-S-E-L-E-S-E-L-
Do we forget the spelling, or we trip over some letters there? It's been a while since someone misspelled Eagles. I mean, we're due for one every 3 weeks or so. You got to grab it so we can listen again and just see what the hell happened there. All right, let's go to Steve in Bridgeton. What's up, Steve?
Hey, Joe. Hey, Hugh. What's up, guys?
What's up, man?
Hey, Steve. What's up?
So, on behalf of the you people, with all due respect, I got to go with you, though, on the Eagles game on Sunday. Anybody can beat anybody. I think it's going to be a close game.
So, look, you guys could be right on this. I need it to go the other way. And Steve, if they get a win and it happens to be by a field goal or 4 points, we'll take 6-2 and we'll move on from there and we'll see where this thing goes. I just want to come in here on a Monday after one of these games and feel like, man, the whole team is playing their best football. And we just haven't had one of those yet this season.
Yeah. I wanted to speak on what Dombrowski said.
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't think Harper's going anywhere, and I don't think he deserves it. He don't need an extension. Like, come on, we got to get a World Series first. And then I think I saw him say something about, like, he spoke to somebody and they got a plan and he got the approval. So does that mean, like, this offseason we're going to really go for it and spend like the Dodgers and maybe throw in some deferred contracts? I still feel like they need a more balanced lineup. It would hurt to see Schwarber leave, but I also want a better protection behind Bryce in that lineup. That's not Alec Boehm. I would trade Alec Boehm out the door if I had to.
So I would too, Steve. Yeah. Look, I'm totally with you.
There's two Japanese bats that's available that they're going to be posted. One, the lefty and the right-hander guy. I forget his name, but people are suggesting they should go after him if they can, like, defer his kind of contract maybe. And then maybe Cassie is probably as good as gone. And Crawford should take his spot. I had another suggestion. You trade Stott and you bring in Ketel Marte along with trading Andrew Painter. I think Painter is being way overhyped. He's not going to be the next Paul Skeens or a Strasburg. I think I just think he's being way overhyped by everybody. And I just want to see him make a more balanced lineup next year. And if they also lose JT, I'm making a trade for Avi Rutschman. I'm going all in if I'm Middleton and Dombrowski. I mean, this year I really thought it was the year everybody bought in. And then, like, when Ricky Bose said, yeah, we were all bought in, and then what happened?
Yeah, the bottom fell out. Yeah, that there are two big bats coming over from Japan. The one I was reading about yesterday, I think that the right-hander you're talking about, third baseman, Akimoto is his last name. And Steve, if they've been trying for years to get a Japanese star here. I mean, the Phillies clearly want to get into that market, so they have a pipeline.
Yeah, no, they didn't want to come here, though, right?
But they haven't wanted to. Yeah, now look.
Well, yeah, because Shohei? It was a pitcher, wasn't it?
Yamamoto.
It was pitcher. Yeah, yeah.
Shohei, I think, is about to be found guilty with what happened yesterday with the gambling thing.
Oh, that's, so, you know, that's reckless speculation.
I did think about that. They cleared him quite fast. Steve, what's your costume for Hugh? What should he be for Halloween?
I had a couple. Jack the Skeleton or Optimus Prime.
That's a good one. Both of them are good.
I could see him as Optimus Prime. Steve, good phone call, man. All right, so Steve referenced the other thing Dombrowski said yesterday. Let's hear Dombrowski talking about the offseason budget, which obviously is going to be a big story in the next coming weeks.
Well, every owner is different with whom I worked. John and I stay in close contact with that. We know it's a really big winter time for us, so we've been talking about this for weeks. And I proposed something to him. He's given me an approval on it. So I know where my payroll is, and it's still a very hefty payroll.
All right, so that's kind of vague, but I mean, hefty. There's a lot of money coming off the payroll, so they could kind of stay where they were at in the last few years and have a hefty payroll, right around $300 million.
Yeah,
I think they have like $220 million guaranteed to players already. So, you know, the $80 million, $100 million to work with. There's plenty of money to spend on players
and a good bit of free agents.
That's they got to figure that out first, and then they move from there. Look, I would love to import some more good players on this team. I mean. Scott Boras did talk the other day about the protection behind Bryce Harper. That's obviously been an issue. I've never believed in Alec Bohm as a cleanup hitter. I don't know why anyone would. So do I want a bigger bat behind him? Yeah. I would trade Bohm and sign Bregman in a heartbeat. I think that'd be awesome. And I'd make them give him a better chance to go win a World Series there.
Do we want to hear Will?
Of course.
Grow up the Eagles. Yeah.
No, Will.
We love you, but that's an all-timer, Will.
Do we let him slide because it's Friday?
No. I mean, we can't.
Yeah, you're right.
We have standards.
We do have standards.
Some of us do.
He tried. The thing about that one is he tried to recover, and he got buried under an avalanche of the letters there. It just was so hard. All of them over the years, which one's your favorite? I mean, we have Sammy, who we were glad he was still with us when it was over.
He hurt himself when he did the chant.
Well, I mean, Chris's voice has gone out. We've had misspellings.
Yeah, Chris hurt himself.
Sammy, I didn't know was still with us, like if he was going to be alive afterwards.
Give me an Eagles chant, Sammy.
Hey!
That's the one. That's the one right there. That is the one.
Kyle, you know what to do.
They're all so good. And of course,
doesn't it seem like that always happen on a Friday, though?
Well, that's when we usually do Eagles chant.
Yeah,
it's Friday. People are up.
The only time it'll happen.
Oh, yeah. I guess that makes perfect
and
sense.
And you know what? Kyle, you know what to do.
It's so bad.
I don't know how to rank them. I mean, they're all great.
That's good. It's good.
Then, of course, once in a while, you have an ex-Eagle who screws it up. And the mayor last year. I mean, there's a lot. I mean, really, you know, my L back in the day, which I never thought was totally fair to me because I was just asked to yell L. It's got to flow. The whole it's a chant. It's the whole word, all the letters. You just be asked to yell L, and then it sounds terrible, like my L. There was what was Devin's? Was Devin's an E? Devin's E?
Yeah, she had an E.
When you're just asked to do one letter, it doesn't sound right, guys. You need to do the whole thing, and then it kind of can flow from there. But if you just asked to do one letter, it sounds absolutely terrible. It doesn't work. You need to do the E, the A, the G.
You gotta assume that it's going to be used as an Eagles chant. So, you know, you got to give it with a little bit more passion.
Right, but if I just asked you randomly in the hallway, just chant the letter E. It's not...
E!
It's one of those.
No. I would assume that it's for an Eagles chant. So I would probably give it
a little
bit more.
No, I know, but my point is it has to flow. Like, the letters, they build off of one another. Yeah, if you just ask randomly in the hallway to yell L, it's going to sound bad.
Yeah.
Doesn't work.
I mean, if that's the way you want to defend yourself.
It is how I've been defending myself for like 7 years.
Making excuses.
I am. Okay. That's right. Anthony and Jersey's up. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, you.
Yes.
Hey, you. What's going on, man? My fault, man. About earlier, I was. I started off my day the same way you did.
What you talking about? What we do? Oh, okay. I got you.
I,
started off my day with a
yeah, I got you. No pancakes, just a cup of syrup. I got you.
There you go.
Well, damn.
That's inside. I'll tell you in the break, okay, Joe. Okay. I'll tell you in the break.
Well, damn. Hey, Joe, man, but I'm with you, man. We got to put hands and feet on them midgets, man. We got to put hands and feet on them midgets, man.
Wait, we started off so great. We can't use that word. We can't. We are all inclusive. That's not the word. Small little people. Little people.
No, they're not giants. Okay. They're little people. There we go.
Little people.
Pipsqueaks.
Okay, little people.
Pipsqueaks
little
might
people.
Be a little rough.
Nah, come on.
Okay.
That's okay, Hugh. Come on. Don't be a baby.
We got to put hands and feet on them little people, man. We got to, man. I need to see something before we go in this bar. Because like you said, when we come out the bar, we got Green Bay, the Lions. You know, the juggernaut starts, man.
Yeah, we got work to do.
We got work to do, and we should be rolling, man, the second half of the season, man. First half of the season.
Well, Anthony, you know what I want to do? I want to go into the bye feeling like we're going to come out of it in a big way. All right, Anthony, what do you got for us? What should Hugh Douglas be for Halloween?
A big old nug.
A big what?
A nug.
A nug.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
Anthony,
yeah.
We appreciate you, buddy.
You're not good.
Technically, we can't, you know.
Well, bad ideas so far. We can do a lot better.
Again, I'm looking at the list, and nothing has beat Annie yet. So, Hugh, that's your problem, because right now the winning answer is Annie.
For your sake, we need to dethrone Annie.
592-9494. Back to your phone calls here. Do you need a style points win on Sunday? And we got a question we got to discuss about Saquon Barkley in the run game on the other side. We keep waiting. Is it going to work out? Is it going to be and end up where we want it to be? We'll talk about this run game, Saquon, coming up. It is the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.